So Jesus is preaching by the lake of Gennesaret and then goes out, tells Simon Peter to go out into the deep water in Simon Peter's boat, which is significant of the primacy of Peter and representing Jesus. And so they go out and they had fished all night and caught nothing. It's very similar to what happened after the resurrection. They caught nothing all night long, and Jesus tells them to go and lower the nets, and Peter does kind of reluctantly. And then they catch a huge number of fish, and their nets are breaking, on the point of breaking. And so the apostles are filled with astonishment because Jesus is such a great fisherman. And these are professional fishermen, and Jesus is far greater than they are, and they see that Jesus is divine. It's divine. They don't maybe know the full meaning of that, the Son of God, God himself. They're just kind of learning this, and will continue to learn. And so they're stunned by this, and Peter says, "Go away from me, I'm a sinful man. You're doing these great things for me, and I am a sinful man. How can you do this? Go away from me." He just felt unworthy. And Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishers of men." So, you know, imagine we who are sinners too, and Jesus doing great things for us, which he does, and how it humbles us, and how we should remember that even though we are sinners and we repent, God will still do great things for us, through us, for the salvation of souls. And we need to use our sins of the past as stepping stones to doing good. You know, think of those who have done very bad things in their life. They feel terrible about themselves. They feel totally unworthy. And they ask for God's repentance, and they just think, you know, Jesus, if you would just at least save me, that's all I want. And then Jesus lavishes kindness and goodness on them, on maybe you and me, and how overflowing of just astonishment we have at the goodness of God, that he would be so good to us that we are still such great sinners. And that's the beauty of going to confession, beauty of confessing our sins, that we can repair for our past by doing good in the future. God gives us peace and joy, and wants us to forget the past so that we can do good in the future, so that we can spend the rest of our life doing good and forgetting the past. God gives us this kind of hope that we can not only sort of erase the past, but just live a new life, and live a great new life doing so many good things. And that's the beauty of God and his mercy and his goodness, that we can be even great saints. We can do very many great things, not only to repair for the past, but to do much good over and above. So the goodness of God, and we look at our sins, we can become much better, much greater. You know, even if they were deliberate sins of the past, even if we sin tomorrow, we can become greater, more and more good through our repentance and through the goodness of God, never giving up hope, and instead repairing the past by a holy life in the future.